The following podcast was recorded live before an internet audience. Portions of this program may be unsuitable for younger, more sensitive, or just humorless listeners. This program is presented in its entirety, apart from the first few minutes that I forgot to record. We now join our program already in progress.
From New Zealand?
And I just want to do a check, make sure that people can hear us. Somebody in the chat room wants to let us know. Oh, apparently they can. Well, good morning, everyone. It is now June 28th, which means that it's now officially the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion, which is pretty cool. I'm just turning down the headphone volume a bit, if that's all right, Nigel, because I'm hearing too much of myself.
I'm hearing too much of you as well.
And joining us in the chat room are a whole bunch of people. I'm not going to certainly name everybody, but I do want to say a special hello to Kim Beaver, who has had some blog trouble lately. Blogger decided that she was running a spam blog.
Hi, Kim Beaver.
But so she should go over there and leave comments and things so they know it's real.
I wanted to be on the Big Gay Sex Show.
Well, you were busy watching movies, weren't you?
Hmm.
Yes. Well, this is...
Hi, Larry Ding.
Yes, this is now the wee small hours of the night in North America.
Morning.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, I suppose.
Okay.
And
what time is it here? It's 8 p.m. Sunday evening.
It is. And, of course, tomorrow, it's just back to work tomorrow. I mean, a normal work week begins, whereas our North American friends, many of them will be going to their Pride events. Oh, this is Larry Dean's first time hearing Nigel.
Hi, Larry Dean.
9 a.m. in Europe, according to Wine Flu. Who's Wine Flu? Well, anyway, I shouldn't just sit here and...
Yeah, stop watching the chat, Arthur, and start talking.
Well, no, I'm looking to see if anybody offers any questions or anything like that, too. One thing I do want to mention is that I got a postcard from Nancy in Japan, who's a listener of a lot of the podcasts who are taking part in Pride 48, and she actually shared a joke. What do you get when you combine a Lutheran and a Zen Buddhist?
I don't know. What do you get when you combine a Lutheran with a Zen Buddhist?
Someone who spends half the night awake worrying about nothing. Hi-yo!
Good God. Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Kim Beaver.
I'm just taking a sip of my coffee.
It's my Sunday voice. Work tomorrow.
Oh, my voice is a little husky. I stayed up too late last night playing with the whoever was on at any given point.
Yes, I woke up in the middle of the night and the bed was empty.
Well, no, Jake would have been there, wouldn't he?
Well, Jake was there too, but... No, actually, he probably wasn't.
He may not have been. He may have been keeping me company. He likes to do that. But, I was going to say something. I've already forgotten what it was.
Didn't you have a list of things?
Of course not.
Oh.
I don't usually.
Well, we've got to keep these people entertained. Keep them awake. It's, what, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning? Or 5 o'clock in the morning?
Well, depending on where they are, I suppose.
Well, we could put them to sleep.
Well, there you go. That's that's a logical thing to do at this time of the day, I suppose. There are several people who are now taking their beauty sleep. That Daniel Brewer is asleep.
Well, Daniel, I heard him when I got up this morning.
Yeah.
And he sounded fucked, actually.
In the sense of tired.
In the sense of tired. Very tired.
Yes. And I know that Tom the Ramble Redhead has gone to bed because he and Joe are going to Chicago Pride tomorrow. Oh, it's 9 a.m. in the Faroe Islands, Kim Beaver reports.
Faroe Islands?
Mm-hmm.
Hell.
That's where Kim Beaver's lodge is. She works at the fish cannery.
My God, and they have the internet there.
I think they share it, don't they, Kim?
A party line, yeah.
Oh, Larry Dean says that he went to bed early so that he could wake up and listen to us. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, I was chatting earlier with Turniped, who was saying that it's nice to be able to listen live because you can shout at people in real time. Yes, this is true, too. Well, it has been a huge weekend with this Pride 48 extravaganza. And I already have some of my favorite moments of the weekend picked out, although it's still obviously got quite a ways to go before it's done. I think my gay gasp moment was when Archer said that his father was gay and took him to his first gay bar. And my favorite story moment was when Miss West said that he used to dress up in a, Wonder Woman costume. But the funniest thing, I think, was still when Tristan, who spent all of last night bagging Max, ended up having his computer crash on him, and then he couldn't keep the stream. It kept dropping on him.
Actually, wasn't Tristram the one passing dirty photographs of himself around yes. last night?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
He allegedly has taken them all down from his sites. I told him he would regret it.
It was after that bucket of vodka he drank last night. He regretted it in the morning.
Oh, I'm sure. I heard through the grapevine that he had a very sore head this morning. But Kim Beaver has posted a link to her blog, Kim Beaver's Lodge.
Oh, Kim Beaver got Miss Wes in the Wonder Woman outfit. We heard that one this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That'd be a look. Are you looking at it right now?
Yes,
Arthur?
Yes.
I'm sitting on the couch, so I can't see. That's not fair. Ooh, that's not a good look, is it?
Yes, it's a Kim Beaver's Lodge, and you can get there by going to kimbeaver.blogspot.com and have a look. And do leave a comment so that the authorities at Blogger know that it's not a real... I mean, that it is a real site and not a spam site. But Miss Beaver manages to find the most unusual photos in the blogosphere, or the intertubes. But I just got distracted again by the chat room. I'm trying to not do Archer's mistake, which is always to just respond to the chat room without saying what I'm responding to.
Don't blame Archer.
Well, no, I will. He invented iTunes.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to have the title of Podfather, it comes with some responsibilities, I think.
Podfather.
Well, I think this is the shift time in Pride 48, because after us is a variety of different podcasts, some personal journal ones and things like that. So I think in some ways we're kind of shifting the tone a little bit.
We're the wake-up call. We're the wake-up call for the East Coast, aren't we?
Well,
we can sing good morning songs or something like that.
I think what we are is the cast that's supposed to keep people asleep until the other ones start.
We're supposed to keep them asleep?
I think so.
I thought we were doing early wake-up calls. Yeah. Good morning.
Oh, go ahead. You can keep singing if you want.
No, best not.
It's 4 a.m. in New York City.
4 a.m. Oh, that's an early wake-up call.
Aye.
Or a late good night.
Aye.
Mm.
That poor no good flood morning, has been kicking Dean. People out all over the place today.
What's... Sorry, I didn't
No
catch
flood it. Has been kicking people out of the chat room a lot today.
Who's no flood?
It's an automated thing. If people type too quickly, it will kick them out of the chat room. And the idea is it's supposed to keep spammers out, but unfortunately it isn't. It's kicking out real people.
Oh, well. They'll just have to slow down. Oh, it's 3 a.m. Where's... Oh, IWT boy.
Was that LWT? Is that right?
LWT.
I don't know. You'll have to let us know. Yes.
Wine flu's in Ireland.
Ooh.
Mm.
And coffee and bagels. You might want to share some around, because I think some of these people may need to be wakened.
Ooh. LWT boy got kicked again.
Again, I know. Well, not for the first time. Yes. Well, we're just going to have sort of a quiet shift, I think, being how late it is in North America.
Well, maybe I should have got on the big gay sex show then.
Well, you can just talk and I'll follow along.
No, fine. I'll take the lead. I'll follow your lead.
Oh, that means all the burden's on me then. I had, in the weeks leading up to this, I asked people if they had any questions that they wanted asked or anything, and actually I didn't get any. So, no, I listened, tried to get
one. Well, let's keep it gay. It's Pride weekend.
Okay.
Let's do coming out stories.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Oh, it's a long way back, isn't it? I know. When did you know you were gay, Arthur? How old were you?
I don't know. This is the short answer, because I don't know of a time when I was ever not gay. I mean, you know, like a lot of gay kids, I grew up with the feeling that I was different, but I don't know specifically when it was when I put all the words together. I do remember, though, that when I was in my early 20s, I was at my sister's house, and we were talking about guts, you know, like food guts, like liver and kidneys and disgusting things like that. And I said to her, I don't eat internal organs. And she said, oh, only external ones, huh? Well, I didn't respond at the time because I wasn't out yet. But
how old were you then?
I would have been about 21 or 2.
21?
Yeah.
Ooh, I started a little bit earlier than that, didn't I?
Yes. Oh, I, that's when I came out. That didn't say nothing happened before then.
Oh, yeah. Well, when did you... How old were you when you knew you were gay or knew you were different?
Well, I think I always did. But what I do know is that when I was 9 years old, I had this huge crush on another boy in my school. And we moved away from town, and I was absolutely heartbroken. But that was at 9.
Yeah, I can remember. I must have been about... I must have been 6 or 7. And one of the boys at school bought dirty pictures from home. His dad had, I don't know whether it was a Playboy magazine or something raunchy like that. And he bought these magazines, and they were all looking at the pictures of the women. And there was a picture of a naked man. And I thought, that works for me. And so I must have been about, I would have been about 7, I think. But I always knew I was going to grow up and marry a man. I never thought I wasn't, you know, I never at any time thought I was going to marry a woman. Yeah, I always thought I'd grow up and marry a man. So even from when I was about 5 or 6, there was nothing sexual about it.
Well, yeah.
That started later.
Well, very often when you're that young, they're not sexual thoughts and feelings as such. You know what I mean? They're more like, how do you describe it? Like, social or whatever, more the emotional side, maybe. I don't know. That, which isn't to say that the kids don't have sexual thoughts, just that I don't think that most kids put it together in that same way.
Yeah,
as you do when you get older.
I'm watching the chat room here. Adam
and Maddie show.
Adam and Maddie show makes me want to have a shrimp on the barbie. That's Australia. Wrong country. We don't have shrimp on the barbie.
Adam is actually one of the... he was the birth mother.
Ooh, it sounds painful.
of the whole Pride 48 idea. It was Adam's idea.
Oh, and good then, on you, Adam.
And then Daniel...
Cheers, mate.
...did the work.
Cheers. Cheers, mate. Lamb will do it. Lamb will do it for me. Yeah.
In the sense of having it as food, you mean?
No, I'm watching the chat.
I know, that's what I'm just saying. You lamb to eat.
Yeah. What do you guys eat? That'd be telling. On the barbie? Adam loves melons, so do I. Okay.
That is an oblique reference to something which is not suitable for younger or more sensitive viewers.
An outback. Yeah, but that's Australia. We don't have the outback. We're a civilized country.
Of course, the implication there is that Australia isn't.
Yeah, well, New Zealand's civilized. We don't have that outback thing going on.
And Scotty's not here to defend his nation.
Yeah. But no shrimp. Prawn, thank you. Prawns on the barbie.
Yes. Just recently, well, actually a couple of times, I've talked on the podcast about food and things. The short answer is that food in general here is pretty much the same as it is in I was going to say Australia. Well, it is, but I meant is the U.S. and places like that. And we were talking last night about going to Denny's, which was, what have they got, like 5 locations in the country or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But not enough.
I still want Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't understand why we can't have Krispy Kreme donuts. I'll tell you what you can't get in New Zealand very much, though. And that's Mexican food, for some reason. I mean, there's, what, 1 or maybe 2 Mexican restaurants in Auckland, and some parts of the country actually have none.
Yeah, I know. I only know of a couple of Mexican restaurants.
Well, yeah, actually, there's one by where I used to catch the bus downtown. But anyway, so we were talking about coming out stuff, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. I thought we'd gone on to food.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on to food
then. No, I don't mind. We can food and coming out. We can interchange.
Yeah. Stephen in us, which I presume is Australia, said that he never heard ever heard them called shrimp there, and they were called prawns. As I understand it, they came up with the phrase shrimp on the Barbie specifically for the American market.
It's because we don't call them prawns. Neither do Australians.
Exactly. But Americans do. Call them shrimp, I mean.
Yeah.
And so they had to change it so that Americans would understand what they were talking about. Because can you imagine how that would go over in America? What? What? They're putting prawns on the barbecue? Yes, well, we actually get...
So, back to the coming out thing.
Oh, back to that.
Okay. So, let's get technical here. How old were you when you first had sex?
Of any sort? I mean, with another person?
With another person, yes.
9 years old.
9 years old?
Yes.
You never told me that.
I'm sure I must have.
Was it just willy touching or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No, we were rubbing our willies together.
Oh.
Many times.
Oh dear. Anyone I know?
No.
Oh, okay.
I actually have no idea whatever happened to him.
Oh, okay.
I do remember that was the boy that I said that I had the crush on.
Okay.
And I do remember that when we moved away that I begged my parents to let me bring him up to stay at the house one weekend.
So you could continue to rub your willy. Oh, sword fight. That's what I call.
Yeah. Actually, isn't the technical name frottage?
Oh, who knows? That word. Yeah, no, frottage. That's not a good word.
If Matt's in the room, he would probably know that.
Willies. Well, you know. It's one. I'm watching the chat here. Kim Beaver says, Willie, it's such a funny expression. Yeah, what's even funnier is that's my dad's name.
Yes, well,
yeah.
I suppose it's no odder than somebody with the first name of Dick.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so you were 9 years old.
Yes.
Mm.
And you?
I was a little older than that. I think I was about, I think it was 10 or 11. It was a school camp. Yeah, I went away on a school camp. And,
So why is 9 so weird? And
well, 9 was, no, 9 was weird because you haven't told me that story before.
I was sure I would have.
No, no. I think, yeah, maybe we've had this conversation. Maybe we've had this virginity conversation and you said it was much later.
No, no, no. I'm just trying to remember back. I don't remember if I've told you. Of course, it could have been one of those times when we're talking just before you go to sleep and you fall asleep in while I'm still talking. That could be.
Let's not go there. Yes, no, so I was about, I think it was 10 or 11 at school, on a school camp, and I performed oral sex on one of the boys. I won't name him. He might be listening.
Well, you never know. See, I don't even know whatever happened to the boy I first had a fling with, and so I have no idea if he'd be listening or not, potentially.
Oh, I know what happened to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That I did. He's a farmer somewhere.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
Farmer, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You know what they say about those country boys?
Yeah.
Is it true? Well, when was the first time when you sort of knew what you're doing, you know, when it wasn't just kind of playing around anymore, but you knew more, yep, this is what I'm into. How old were you then?
Quite a bit older. I mean, I lived in a country town of 800 people. So, you know, they didn't have many gay bars there.
You think?
Yeah, so, no, it would have by the time I really got it on, I suppose I would have lost my virginity, would have been, I would have been 17.
Okay.
I'd left country and come to the Big Smoke in Auckland, and I met a guy. He was in his 30s, very nice, from Australia, of all places. Oh, my God. yeah. And that was fun.
Well, yeah, the first usually is.
Mm.
I was probably also about 17, I would think. No, or was I 16, about to turn 17? I was either 16 going on 17, or I was already 17 turning 18. I can't remember which. But somewhere around there anyway.
Right.
But I didn't really do anything about coming out until much later. I was already in my 20s. I was, what would I have been, 22, I think, the first time I went to a gay bar. Pretty, yeah, I would have been 22.
Yeah, no, I would have been about 18. Because I remember... I was at a work do, my first Christmas work do, and I worked with these dykes. One of them was I worked with this dyke, and she and her girlfriend were at the work do. She brought her girlfriend along to the work do, and we were having a great time. She said, "Do you want to come out with us afterwards?" And I said, "Yeah, that'd be fabulous." So they dragged me along to the staircase. Actually, it wasn't called the staircase in those days. It was... I can't even remember. It's that long ago.
The memory is the first to go.
Became staircase, and so I went to the staircase, and with them, and had a fabulous night. My first night at a gay bar. I would have been about 18, and never looked back. Probably lived the next 6 years. I lived every Saturday night in that club, partying it up. So,
and you smoked in those days too, didn't you?
Yes, a lot.
Well, a lot of people did, I guess.
Yeah.
I never did, however. Yeah, the first time I went to a gay bar was in Carbondale, Illinois, and it was a bar that was called the New Yorker. It was such a old-fashioned name. And, you know, mirrors on the walls, and some of the walls were carpeted and all that stuff they used to do back then. And I went there with some friends from the gay student group that I'd just gone to the first meeting that night. Or evening, I suppose it was, and we went and had pizza or something afterwards, and then they took me there. And I remember being scared shitless the first time I went in there.
Into a gay bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was quite nervous as well. I remember this drag queen dressed in black polythene, and it was just before Christmas, so they were doing lots of sort of Christmassy type of shows and things. And I remember... I have God knows what music was on, but there was a bloody conga line going on. And I remember being in this conga line, so fuck, that was a few years ago. Yeah, and this big drag queen in black, dressed in black polythene, so.
Were they wearing Tutti Frutti hats?
I can't remember. Yeah, so that was my first night, and I do remember Viola Wills. What's the song? If I could read your mind.
Jeez, that's going back a
bit. Yeah. If I could read your mind, babe. That's right. I remember that song. I remember that from the first night there, and never forgot it. I think I went out and bought the record.
If I had it, I'd play it in the background, but I don't think I do. Pretty sure I don't. You keep entertaining the
listeners.
Yeah,
we're losing listeners. Are we going on here and we're losing listeners thick and fast? They must be all going off to bed.
Well, I imagine quite a few of them are, because it is, after all, the middle of the night there.
Yeah, see, if we'd been on the big gay sex show, there would have been... They all stayed awake for that.
True. Larry Dean said the first song that he ever heard in a gay bar was Like a Honeybee. I'm not familiar... Oh, Gloria Gaynor.
Like a Honeybee, Gloria Gaynor.
I don't remember that.
No.
I have to
say. Can't say I do either. Viola Wills, If I Could Read Your Mind. If that's what the song's called. I can't even remember if it is now.
I think
Adam's awake except for the headache. Gloria Gaynor, I do remember that. What's the song? The big song she sang?
I Will Survive?
No. The one out of
oh no, someone else did
that. That stage show became a movie.
Stage show that became a movie. Kim Beaver says, get some booze and talk about sex and your numbers will go up.
It's Sunday night. I've got to go to work in the morning.
Well, actually, Adam asks something that's kind of interesting. He says, where are all your New Zealand listeners? I actually don't have many New Zealand listeners. Most of my listeners are in the U.S. or North America generally.
Yeah, maybe we should have advertised. Maybe that's for next year or next time this happens again.
Yeah. Well, I did send an email to gaynz.com, which is the main gay website in New Zealand. But they never responded, and as far as I know, they didn't say anything about it. But, yeah. And most of the people I know who do listen just listen to the recorded shows.
Never can say goodbye. You're right. Yep. Someone Googled, obviously.
Well, we've only lost about 5 listeners since we started.
That's cool.
That's not too bad.
Judy, no, Kim Beaver's saying probably Judy Garland's Rainbow. No, it was Over the Rainbow, and wasn't it a Hazel Dean? Didn't she do a version? I remember that. Hazel Dean was very big when I first started going out to nightclubs. Yeah, that was fun.
Well, I do remember that that first bar that I went to, the DJ, he was all right. I mean, I didn't know. I'd never been to a place that played music like that. But one of the things he used to do is he would put on Sister Sledge, All American Girls, and just let the first 3 songs play. Because they sort of flowed one into the other, and so that was his idea of a mix, I guess.
Maybe that was his bathroom break time.
Well, it could have been, or maybe going out for a smoky treat or something. Kim Beaver would like to know how old Nigel is. Do you want the real age or the AOL age?
Is that like AOL? That's like AOL penis size.
Exactly.
AOL inches, isn't that what they call them?
Yes. That's sort of a old term nowadays, but anyway.
Internet inches. Internet years.
You notice that Nigel's ducking the question.
Who knows that?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh, okay. 10. Oh, I'd like to be 10 years younger. That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, see, it's a funny thing about age, because I think that age is a state of mind to a large extent. I mean, people do judge you by how old you appear as opposed to how old you are. And I don't necessarily know that I'd want to be younger. Well, actually, I wouldn't mind that.
Bullshit.
No, I wouldn't mind it. But, no, what I meant was just that, I don't know.
You can't talk about age. Every year when your birthday rolls around, you start getting depressed.
Oh, I do not either.
You do too.
Well, that's because I just think I'm not going to get any good presents.
Rubbish. Yeah, see, Kim Beaver knows what you're onto. That's bullshit.
What?
What you're saying.
No. Of
course it is.
Well, it's just, the thing about birthdays, though, is that it reminds you that
that's
you're
what old
older.
People say. Shit like that. Uh-huh. Like, you're only as old as you feel, and...
Well, I don't know that I go quite that far, but... It is a state of mind.
Mary Dean saying, I wouldn't mind being younger with my grown-up mind. That's true. I don't really have a grown-up mind, so... Who's 3012? Kim Beaver.
Was it Bilbo Baggins had his... Was it 11/1st birthday?
11/1st, yeah.
The start of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, it was 111 or something like that, isn't it? 121 or some shit like that.
Yeah. Big Gay Sex Show says that Adam looks 19. He could probably pass for 19.
Oh, my God. That's so young. That's a baby.
Maybe early 20s.
It's a baby.
Well, he's actually about 30.
Well, how old's Daniel? He sounded young.
Daniel is 43, I think. 42? I can't remember. Does anybody in the room remember how old Daniel Beaver is?
Daniel sounds young.
Yeah. I can't remember how old he is.
42. Oh, he doesn't sound that old.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, he sounds a lot younger than 42.
Well, yes, he does, but he often goes, will say something about feeling old or something.
Shit, I know that shit.
Well, most people talk about how old they feel and stuff. I was just trying to see what Kim Beaver was saying, how old he is or how old he looks.
Stop reading the chat, Arthur. Start talking.
Yeah, but it's interesting what they're saying. It's not so interesting what we're saying.
Oh, okay. I'll leave now then.
Maybe I should just read the chat room to people.
So what else can we talk about? What other shit do you talk about on your blog? On your
Yeah, well, my normal recorded podcasts are different because it's about...
Oh, it's full of that politics,
no,
isn't it?
No, that's my political podcast. That's different.
Is Jason listening in?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's 4 in the morning.
Well, that's 4:30. True. Yeah, he's probably out being prided by some lion.
Yeah.
Probably. Somewhere in Washington.
Where were we? What were we saying? I just forgot.
I don't know. We were talking about ads. Who has multiple podcasts, Adam said?
A lot of people have multiple podcasts, actually. I mean, just think of Matt, for instance. He's got, what, three, I think. But a lot of... Well, actually, I suppose it isn't that common to have multiple podcasts.
Oh, I just looked. Super Kiwi Girls on the chat room.
That's Carrie. She's one of my sidekicks. Oh, you didn't hear that story. I didn't actually hear the story firsthand. It's been relayed to me. But Stephen in Wisconsin had a dream that I was a superhero, basically.
That you were a superhero?
Yeah. And he was in the dream, too. And they decided that they would call me Captain Kiwi. And he was my sidekick, Cheese Boy. And Carrie is my other sidekick.
Choda Boy. What was that movie? That was about the Mormons.
Yes, that is from the creators of South Park, and I cannot remember what that movie's called.
Yeah, Choda Boy, I remember that.
Yeah. I can't remember. Probably won't come to me either. Because I think I only saw it, part of it, actually, didn't I? Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Anyway.
You only ever see part of most movies I watch.
I've seen parts of more movies than I've seen complete movies, that's for sure. In fact, most of the movies I've seen, I've only seen parts of them.
That's true.
I get impatient. And I get restless and don't want to just sit and watch for 2 or 3 hours or whatever it might be. Maybe I'm just not a film person.
Yeah, I hear little violins playing.
Well, I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm just saying that I don't like to go and sit and watch movies. Sometimes I do. When I'm in the mood for it, it's okay. And if the movie theater's nice, like where we saw the, what you call it, the other day. The other week.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah. That was a nice theater. They had nice big wide seats. Which makes it sound like I need a wide seat. I didn't mean that.
It was comfortable.
It was comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Yes.
Hello, Jake. Oh.
What'd you bump something?
Our fur baby has just come in to the room.
Well, the good news is we're not losing any more listeners at the moment.
No, they've all gone to sleep. So who else is listening that we could do what we did last night and
well, I don't know if anybody's,
and Skype anybody in.
I don't know if anybody's available for a joining the Skype. If anybody does want to join in and chat along, oh, Lurie Dean says he's on Skype.
Let's do Lurie.
We shall. I just have to hijack that.
And where's Lurie Dean?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know how I could possibly have missed that. Okay.
Connecticut.
Okay.
It's a long way away.
It is.
Hello.
Greetings.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Larry Dean.
Hey, Nigel.
How are you?
Sleepy.
How are you?
I bet you are.
But I went to bed at 9, so I could wake up early enough.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think that tonight has been a bit rough for a lot of people. Either they've gone out for the Pride weekend, or they're going to get up to go to a parade tomorrow, and so they're, or later today, I guess now. So they've decided to sleep instead of listening to Pride 48.
I see Kim Beaver here says Lurie is hot.
Well,
good. I'm going to flirt heaps then.
Kim Beaver is a great fan to have.
Yes. Kim Beaver has been a huge support for a lot of different podcasters and actually bloggers as well. She's a one-woman cheering section. But anyway.
So how's Connecticut?
It's all right. It's been really rainy for this whole spring and summer, so feels like Seattle. We need some more sunshine.
Okay. You do sound tired.
I'll try to be more awake.
Perk it up a bit.
Well, no, Connecticut's all right. I've lived here for just shy of 18 years now.
Right.
It was tough to get used to when I first moved here, because I grew up in the western U.S., where people were at least initially more friendly.
Oh, not friendly in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They call them nutmeggers for a reason. You have to crack that outer shell before they're friendly.
Okay. Well, we're friendly down here in New Zealand.
You sound friendly.
Yeah. Especially cute Americans with cute American accents. We're always friendly to them.
Well, I talk like a cowboy, so.
That works for me.
The first time we went to America, I always, when we would go into a bar, I'd make Nigel do all the ordering. Because I knew he'd get better service.
I was going to say, maybe free drinks, right?
Exactly. I was working the plan.
No, usually what happened was someone would say, are you from England? And then I'd say, no. Oh, from Australia? No.
Definitely no.
Yeah, actually, I remember one of those, and somebody said, are you from England? And you said, no. And they said, Australia. And you said, doubt it.
You insult me, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, mind you, when I started the podcast, my accent was a ongoing topic of discussion among everybody else for the first month or two, I think.
Why is that? Because you've got such a mutt accent now.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
He's got a hybrid.
Yeah. And there were people who were arguing, that, oh, he has no accent at all. And others were saying, oh, it's totally Kiwi. And then the consensus seemed to be somewhere between those two extremes.
Mm. I would agree.
See, I don't hear it now.
No, I don't hear it either. But I never did.
But then you said I had an accent and I don't.
I can hear your accent. Although I can at least usually hear your R's, which most people can't. I mean, most Americans can't. When I first arrived here, there was a commercial on television for bread. And the premise of the commercial are these, like, soldiers were running and jogging. And the soldiers get all tired, and this woman who's eating this bread was able to keep going, and she was, like, full of vim and vigor and all that. I could not, for the life of me, understand anything they were saying in that commercial. But now, they revived it just about a year or so ago, and I understood every word. I was just looking at what Kim Beaver
was saying. I was just reading that comment as well.
Kim Beaver was saying that I podcast and flirt in the chat room at the same time. He's amazing. I was simply being factual, Kim.
And friendly.
And friendly. I'm always friendly.
Look. We can. You have to flirting to get listeners. That works.
Well, whatever. You know, they say sex sells.
That's right.
Clearly.
So, Larry Dean, did you go to a Pride parade, or have you been to any pride things this weekend?
Ours was actually, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks back already.
Okay.
And it was rainy, so I actually didn't go. But
passed it.
But I've been to many a pride parade in my life.
I must admit, I've most of my pride I did in Australia in Sydney. I lived in Sydney in the late 80s and the early 90s, and so did a lot of the pride and sleaze and Mardi Gras. So most of my parties were big street parades in Sydney.
Because Mardi Gras is huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think
over.
I'll shut up. Yeah. You go for it.
You shut up, Arthur.
Yes, no, you're the guest. You go.
Just my favorite pride parade that I ever went to was in Denver.
Oh, really? Why Denver?
Yeah.
Picked up a cute cowboy.
I lived there for about 3 years when I was from 21 to 24. And it just, you know, was, to me, Denver was a really big town. So.
And 21 to 24 is good age.
Yeah, exactly. good time in life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, Sydney's a very big gay culture. And I remember my first Mardi Gras, there were 600,000 people.
Holy cow.
At the parade.
That's just unbelievable.
Mm, it's huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah. So you talk for a minute. I just have to answer the guy who's following us.
Who, you're telling me to keep talking?
Yes. I don't have to now.
We're a disorganized bunch here. There's only two of us. I was listening to one of the shows earlier today, and it sounded like there were about 15 people.
Well, that was probably the New York bunch, wasn't it?
New York. Yeah.
Was it? That's the one with the one
David
of the women.
B. Tim one of the
women, no, one of the women was hosting it.
Oh, a Shanty No Lemon then, maybe.
I'm not sure.
Do you know? Remember what time? Oh, I can't go back and look.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Yeah, Arthur slept in a long time today.
Yeah, when I woke up, Miss West was on. So that's the first thing I heard today.
It was a fun show.
It was. But Miss West is always entertaining.
Yeah, I think so, too. He was so nervous before, but I think he did a good job.
Hmm. Well, I think a lot of them have been, a lot of the folks have been pretty nervous before they started. I was really nervous yesterday, but I was worried about the technology stuff failing.
I think had to throw up after his first one.
Well, but I think that was the copious amounts of alcohol that were consumed as well.
Well, I was going to say it's appropriate because many of us did, too.
Yeah, there were a few shit-faced people last night.
Yeah, and I had a bit of a chat with Big Fatty last night. And I'm normally not on Skype at the same time he is, so I don't get a chance to have a one-on-one or anything like that. So I took advantage of it because he wasn't doing a show at that point, and I wasn't. We were done. And he's been telling people I was so – that I, meaning me, was so drunk – I was not.
Was he saying you were drunk?
Yes.
I mean, last night?
Yes.
Oh.
You just
no.
had the wine.
I had a few wines. I'd certainly admit that, but I mean, you know,
yeah, no, you weren't drunk for you.
No, I've been much farther gone than that.
I've seen you a lot messier than that.
Yes, well, one does what one can. But I was thinking earlier today that I think the alcohol sales in the U.S. have probably spiked this weekend, not just because it's Pride, but because all the podcasters consuming massive quantities.
Yeah, building up their liquid courage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think a number of people were talking about the large buckets of alcohol that they had there ready to drink.
Yeah, wasn't Tristan on his like second gallon by the time he... last night.
Yeah, and passing around the pornographic photos of himself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you could tell there was plenty to drink.
Yeah, I mean, like, that gonna regret that in the morning. Actually, I've still got the photos here.
Oh, do you now?
Well, I left my browser. Must have left my browser open. Ah, yeah, there's all those nude photographs of him. You'll have to keep them, Arthur. Use them as evidence.
Oh, well, I was going to say, blackmail potential.
Sometime in the future.
Well, how much of a blackmail opportunity could there really be? I mean...
Exactly.
Yeah, these days.
Well, it's not just that, but, you know, those photos have been around for... they've been around, they've been out and about. I mean, I can't imagine that I would have much opportunity to blackmail them with them now.
True.
Mind if I'd had them earlier, but, oh well, never mind. Opportunity missed is opportunity lost.
Save them for when he runs for office.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there might be a job in South Carolina. Governor.
Yeah.
Fancy going off to Argentina.
Speaking of South Carolina, I'm actually, when I take vacation this year, I'm actually going to go visit Big Fatty and Daniel and Larry Cly.
But of course not Larry H. Vader.
We'll call it the Podcasters Tour.
Yeah.
Because
Ledger probably doesn't know, but Miss West did a barbecue tour of the South. And I went to various places and had barbecue along the way.
Okay.
And that was the... I don't know, the premise or whatever of the tour, and did some recording along the way, including from Big Fatty's Fat Cave, which is enough to scare anybody, I would have thought. But. Kim Beaver says you can only blackmail Tristan with a photo of him in church.
Okay, so there's nothing new about him passing his dirty photos around then?
I would say not. Oh.
I kind of felt special last night.
Yeah, you and several hundred other people. Yeah.
Well, at least you were getting it live, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And Adam was saying that he was happy to have met Tristan this weekend. And I actually think that Jaded City and the Adam and Maddie show have a lot in common. So that's actually a really good development to come out of this Pride 48 thing. And I hope that people listen to podcasts that they might not have listened to before to sort of see what they're about or what they sound like or what have you. I think that that's happened, but I certainly hope it has. Because I know I've listened to some podcasts I've never heard before. Oh, my goodness me. It's just about 9 minutes until from Bostonia.
10 Uh-oh. Minutes and counting.
10-minute warning. This whole weekend has been a lot of fun, both doing the podcast and also talking with people either on Skype or in the chat room and what have you. I think it's been a lot of fun, and I hope this becomes a regular event.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it results in more live podcasting, because I think the combination of the live podcast and the chat together actually is really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's a good way to interact, because like on the Archer group shows, it's just up until this live stuff started, it was just whoever happened to be in that conference at the time. And I mean, that's good and it's entertaining, but when you can add the dynamic of the people in the chat room, that makes it all the better. And just like Dubious Intent, you know, all these other shows that have been doing these live ones for a while now, there's a kind of an energy, I think, when you can involve people like that.
Dance.
Yeah. And Adam says that that they are planning for the site to stay up. So that means that there is a potential to have more live podcasts going on, maybe big collaborative events like this in the future as well, which would be, I think, excellent.
Mm. How modern, gay pride without having to leave your home.
Yes.
Well, it is fun, isn't it? I mean, it's rainy and cold and wintry here.
Yeah.
Today, so it's been really nice just to stay inside and listen to podcasts and get into the whole gay pride thing without having to go and stand in the rain at a parade.
Yeah, and it's also been kind of fun to hear various Americans complaining about how hot it is there. Yeah, see, Adam says it's 109.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
109, oh, that's too hot.
I was actually, I had a Skype call with my sister yesterday. It had totally nothing to do with Pride 48.
What's 109 in real temperature?
109 in... Oh, jeez, I got to change my widget again.
Widget.
I know, it's every time I want it, it's always the wrong one. 109 Fahrenheit is 42.778.
That's hot.
Yes, that's hot. That's bloody hot is what it is.
It's very hot.
The high today was only 17 here. And 17 is 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
There's yucky.
That's not too bad.
That's bad enough.
Well, that's the thing, and I've said this before as well. That's about as cold as it gets in Auckland.
Oh, really?
During the daytime in winter. It can get a bit colder. You can have a cold snap. But generally speaking, it's somewhere around the 50s or 60s, you know, like low 50s to low 60s in the wintertime.
That's in the North Island.
In Auckland specifically.
Yeah. In the South Island, it gets cold.
Absolutely. Well, in the middle of the North Island, it does as well. Yeah. Around Taupo, which is the big lake.
Yeah, well, that's because of the mountains.
Yeah, and it's also, it's at a higher altitude, isn't it? I mean, not dramatically.
Yeah, well, it's on the Central Plateau.
Yeah.
Cold in Connecticut in the winter would be minus 10 Fahrenheit or minus 23 C.
Louis Dean has been the fast converter during this Pride 48.
Well, I've got my widget open.
That's too cold.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm used to. And when I was back in Chicago the end of 2007, I guess it was, that's when I met Tom the Ramble Redhead. It was cold. It was snowing all the time. And I thought, yep, this is why I don't miss Chicago winters.
Exactly.
And plus, I wasn't there.
Well, that was the main reason I didn't like it, of course.
Wow. Isn't he sweet?
We talked on the phone every day, sometimes more than once.
That's true.
We tried sending text messages, but sometimes it would take 2 days to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 5 minutes. Final 5 minutes. If anybody in the chat room has any last-minute questions, this is now or never.
Well, I thought we were going to get a chance to talk about our wedding.
Oh, well, we can do that. You start.
Where do I start? I was trying to think about subjects today, and I thought getting married would be a reasonably interesting one for family, probably, not so much for listeners.
There are places in the U.S. where you can't marry or have civil unions or anything like that. Connecticut just adopted same-sex marriage, didn't it?
Yes.
That was,
we had,
was that court?
Civil unions first, and then the Connecticut Supreme Court determined that there was no reason we shouldn't have marriage. So, and they just modified the legislation to get all of the language right. So,
Wes Stone was just saying that the chat room has been broken for a while, and Thomas, who's following us, was saying the same thing. He's saying that he was getting a message that is over capacity. So if you're listening to this but not in the chat room, just keep trying because you'll probably get through eventually. Because it certainly is not as full as it's been during other parts of this weekend.
It's starting to fill up.
It is.
Hi, Ms. Wes. I listened to your show today. I feel important. I feel special. someone famous is online.
What? My chopped liver.
Well, you're everyday.
Oh, that's true. It makes me ordinary.
Yeah.
It's funny. A lot of people that I was talking to about Pride 48 when I was getting going, a lot of podcasters, some of them hadn't actually talked with any of these other podcasters before, and they were all talking about how they were nervous about, you know, actually interacting with them live, like on a Skype call, for instance. And I understand exactly what they're thinking and what they're feeling, because the first time I was on an Archer group show, it was the same way, because I'd been listening to Archer for a long time, and then was on the group show, and I was like, oh, well, what do I say?
Oh, Tim in Alaska's online. Can you see Russia from your kitchen?
Kim Beaver just asked, how was the weather in Russia?
I was going to ask him, don't they have like four times more men than women there? That's the sort of place I want to go in the US. big burly lumberjacks. That works for me.
I think you might have seen too much TV, but...
Well, that's my fantasy
anyway.
Oh,
that's all right then.
That's my fantasy.
Yeah, you can have those fantasies. That's okay.
So hi, Tim from Alaska. It'll be summer there too, won't it? It'll be like 3 degrees or something like that, won't it?
Tim in Alaska says, "No, I'm a little lower in elevation than that cunt Sarah Palin." Yeah. She's just an endless source of amusement, isn't she?
She is.
Did you hear what John Kerry said? He said that if a governor was going to go missing, why couldn't it have been her?
Yeah. Yes, there are slightly more men than women in Alaska. Is AK Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah, that must be it.
Yep.
Yeah, that works for me. That'd be quite a nice place to visit, wouldn't it?
What, Alaska?
All that flannel and...
A lesbian's dream.
Bearded men. That works for me.
Yes. Anyway, I'm not going to make an Alaska joke because I've never been there. It wouldn't be kind. Well, that hasn't stopped me before, but it will this time.
Oh, wow.
Tim in Alaska says it's an amazing place to visit, and I actually hope to one day.
Yeah, it's a very popular place for Kiwis to visit.
Yeah, a lot of Kiwis take those cruises.
Yep, fly to Vancouver and then do cruises from Vancouver up to Alaska.
Yeah, around... I actually don't know where they go, but... Yeah, it's quite quite popular. Well, we're in the final minute now, so I suppose it's time to start the wrap-up phase. And this has been, of course, the second shift of the Amrens podcast on Pride 48. You can find my podcast at amrenspodcast.com, and I will post this probably sometime tomorrow. So in case you just have to go back and get more. But I put out a podcast roughly twice a week in most weeks. And I also have a second podcast, a political podcast called Too Political, which I do with my friend Jason, who lives in Washington, D.C. And I think that actually the next one is next week of that. But you can get all those details at amrenspodcast.com. And I've got a comment line and all that other happy stuff, which you can find there as well.
So have you finished with the shameless promo?
No, I'm just letting people know where they can find me.
Okay.
Or us, for that matter. You can send a message to Nigel there as well.
Thanks for being on with us, Lurie Dean.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, I feel honored. I really do.
Actually, Lurie is one of the people I met. It wasn't originally through Dubious Intense chat room?
Yes.
I can't remember, yeah.
It's time to... Yes. Pass over. So I'm going to say goodnight, everyone. I'm off to bed to cuddle up with Jake while Arthur continues listening on it, because I've got to go to work in the morning. Yeah.
I'll probably stay up for a little while anyway. But I just got to get the interstitial right. I got to find it. And
thanks, Wes Stone.
And I should ask.
It was fun listening to you this morning.
I should ask Thomas. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
And oops, I've got to pull up the
hugs and kisses from New Zealand.
Yep, he's ready. Okay. Okay, thanks again, everybody, and I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Bye.
Arohas.
I think I'm still your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. Let me check my underwear. Yep, it's me. You just heard Amarin's podcast. Coming up next is From Bostonia, live on Pride 48.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amarin's podcast at amarinspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.